Iowa City Chuckleheads!
Close up without warning. But I can remember sitting out there all night long and just sitting in the cab of the car, just pulling in, sitting for a while, meeting somebody there, just pulling out down the highway. Just wondering where they're going. And as soon as I hit 16, I used to take off to New York as much as I could. Yeah, I did. And back at home, my mom, she used to be stupid. Works as a secretary downtown. She sits in front of the room with just the TV on and watch TV all night, just fell asleep, get up, go to work again the next morning. And my father's 9 o'clock every night, he used to shut off every light in the house. And he just sit there at the kitchen table, with six pack of beer, and the dog all across his face. Just waiting. Like he was just waiting for his kid to come home. So I used to stay up in the sleep as long as I could until either, you know, until I got stopped or just took my ID, called my father, sent me home on the bus. I used to get off with Lincoln Bus. I used to get off at Lincoln Bus downtown. And I'd walk three times. And I'd walk 3 times again. And pretty soon I'd be standing in my driveway. And my papa used to lock up the front door so we couldn't come in around the front. And I'd stand in the driveway, and through the screen door I could see a light, lighting a cigarette. In the living room, I could see the blue light of the TV on. So I used to flip my hair back as tight as I could, so you couldn't tell how long I was. I'd get up on the porch and try to sneak through the kitchen and make it to my room. And he'd wait. Every night he'd wait till I hit the stairs. He'd call my name and come back and sit down with him at the table. And he'd start talking. I come by, can always hear his voice talking to me. To sit there in the dark, I could never see his face. Start talking about nothing much at all. I always just want to fight each other. And we end up screaming at each other. My mother would be running into the front room. And the ground keepers were fighting with each other. And I'd always end up running out the back door. Home drinks would run out the back door screaming. Telling them. That was my life. And I was going to do what I wanted to do. The hard work to get a break. I will once able to found it.
Your love is gone.
respect for the music and the radio. We're back in for more records, rock and roll, and we're down in the universe. On the seventh day, when God was supposed to be resting, he got it wrong. He would build himself a car. Thank you.
history. Made by Texas. Let me take one more roll through.
Spanish Johnny!
Jungleland!
I appreciate
it. I'm so dumb and innocent.
New York City!
Dayton City!
I got a pen right down your address. I'll send you the best 8x10 I got.
Next song. This is a new song. Be on the next album.
What's it called?
But I'm working to get that out there, you know? It's like, you get to go in the studio, you know? Yeah. I'll get back there. This is this song. Who's that? Anybody in from Jersey?
Yeah!
All right! I knew there was a lot of guys following us when we came over here. Who's from Philly? Who's here from Philly? Yeah! This is a song that's going something tonight. There's a street back home on Kingsley Avenue and Ocean Avenue. They form this big circle. I know that there are five guys that have been driving around this circle for about 10 years. So this is for them. It's called something tonight.
We can surrender to justice.
Thank you.
job too.
Thank you. It comes stumbling out of the flying saucer. The first thing he asks me is if I have any food in the car.
Okay.
Hey, it's a flying saucer, says the spaceman. I can't help it, man. I got a bucket. 2 hours ago, and I ain't had a bite to eat since. It's time to break. So I said, hey, tell us, Ken. See if he's got a tow bar that he can tow me out of the way. So Ed, somehow, through his magical mystical power, lays his grip on this cat, gets in his spaceship, looks up to my car, and tows me out of the way. And just as we're sitting there, he says, it's nice being here on Mars. So we explained to him that this was not Mars, this was New Jersey. He pointed at us and went on and said, Mr. Spaceman, I want to have my own radio show. Like that, I want to have the next thing. And he said, okay, kid, what do you want? You got one wish. I said, don't be hard about new transmission, new paycheck. I said, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be a rock and roll star. Thank you.
Take a stand in romance and the Thank you.
Back home.